Well, this is Sunday morning, July 3rd, 1995. Anyway, this morning I did a little bit of creating with my 3.6 million, looking at my little picture here and the numbers on the bottom. As usual, I just spent time, probably at least a half an hour this morning, if not a little bit more, just looking at the numbers and just getting a feeling for them. Not trying to visualize them in existence in a sense, but more feel them as if I have them, like feel the presence of the 3.6 million. Feel like what it feels like to have them. Again, feel the confidence and so forth. And the relaxed feeling, because there's a sense of relaxation when you've got more than enough money and you kind of almost feel safe or secure. There's a security feeling, I guess. It's a comfort feeling. It's knowing that tomorrow is not that important because they'll still be here. So I really kind of dwelled in that feeling. I really enjoyed it, so I played around in it for a long time. Then I realized that in the past, when I was creating, I was doing it more in the form of perhaps trying to visualize having the money and so forth. Now the problem is with that, is looking at having it and looking at not having it, there's such a fine line in between the two. In other words, focusing on the having and focusing on the not having is such a fine line that sometimes it's difficult to tell which one we're really focusing on. And the problem is, by trying to visualize it there, you almost get more of a sense that it's not there. Because then it seems like I try to then come into the thing of trying to force it. Trying to force the visualization. Trying to see it. And at the same time, my conscious mind is in a sense reminding me that it's not there. It would be the same as trying to create a car. Because you're sort of visualizing it there. But, in a sense, I think that's what it is. There it is. By that, I'd be noticing more that it's not there. By visualizing it and pushing the visualization of it, I'm really, in a sense, more noticing even more that it's not there. And noticing that it's not there is actually really focusing on the not having. So, by doing the feeling thing, bringing it into a sense in the body as a emotion, a feeling, an experience. Because the experience is really physical, emotional, what else would it be? Mental and feeling-wise sort of thing. The visual part wouldn't really be there. Although, when you do it through the feeling part, I noticed that you get a bit of a visual imagery very lightly here and there, because you'd be getting a feeling of it, and all of a sudden I'll get an image of myself at the bank or something, where I'm feeling really good about the fact that I have it, and it's there in the bank, and so forth. Feeling very proud, confident, and those kind of feelings. Once I get a sense of the feeling, and I can tell when I have the feeling of it because it feels good, and it's energizing. You know, when something feels really good, it almost gives you energy. And something doesn't feel good, it drains your energy. So I know when I'm on the right track, when it starts to feel really good and I'm feeling energized. And then little images come, like one of them is a house somewhere on a beach, tropical warm place, part of the wall to the living room is missing and it opens up towards the water and the beach kind of thing. So you're sitting in this living room with the whole front wall being open and you can just literally walk out. And there's some palm trees and various plants and sand, and it's just, you know, it just gives you that very secure, wealthy, happy, relaxed feeling. So I don't try to hold that image or anything. I just kind of let it be there, play with it a bit, and just sort of let go of it, just feeling very content in that place. And then I flip through my book of pictures of things that I like, things that I want. And if I see a picture in the magazine, it doesn't matter if it's a refrigerator, basketball, a pair of shoes, I don't care. I cut it out, rip it out, and I stick it in my little scrapbook. And that scrapbook is like a book instead of sitting down reading a book a lot of times. I'll flip through the scrapbook and I use it more as a feeling thing. You know, I flip through and I see a nice car and then I experience myself for a minute what it feels like to have that car driving down the road. And sometimes I'll even get the smell of that new car smell. The smell of leather, and so far in my nostrils kind of thing. And I just keep going, I flip through there, and it just becomes something to do on a lazy Sunday afternoon. You can flip through this book and bring yourself there, even in the evening. Before going to bed a lot of times, I'll flip through that, and just bring myself to a few places of those things, in a feeling sense, that I want. I don't try very hard to imagine myself there, although sometimes, you know, I have a picture, let's say, of a beach. Sometimes I just imagine myself sitting there, my feet buried in the hot sand, watching the sun go down or something. I don't try to do a very pure visualization of it. I just sort of let it hazily be there, and I just again go for the feeling of it, the good feeling of being there, of not having to do anything but just that, not having to answer phones, emails, write books, tile floors, whatever, go to the office. There's nothing that I need to do other than just enjoy myself. And I just bring myself to the feeling where I can stay there indefinitely. If I want, I can go in the house, go to bed, come out in the morning and set myself right back down. I mean, what does that feel like? That's the way life should be, huh? Well, sometimes. Depends on what you want. Other people, I would assume, would have other things that they want. Perhaps to own a corporation and be the president of a corporation, a vice president, to create things, build things, be a construction guy and build high-rises, houses, lots of different things. You know, one of the things I love to do is in construction. I like tiling. I could have long time ago hired a bunch of people and just went out and got the jobs and more or less just oversee the jobs. But I love doing it myself so much because I really enjoy it, that hands-on thing, and it grounds me. But there's times when it gets too much and then I prefer not to do it for a while. I prefer to do it when I want to, not when I have to, for the financial aspect of it. So that's the way I try to create that. Lots of times I even do it for free, for friends, people I know, even though they may not be that good of friends. A lot of times I just do it because I enjoy doing it, and I enjoy getting the pleasure that it brings people when they see their nice new floors or whatever the case may be. A lot of times I do extra and I give them more than they're actually paying for. Again, for the simple reason because I enjoy it. So we can choose anything, I think, that we want in this life. We just have to think about what we want. And I think a lot of it should start with how we want to feel. I mean, that's really where it should start. How do we want to feel? Okay, and what circumstances would help to bring about those feelings? And then I think we should go about creating those feelings before everything else kicks in place. Because that seems to be what triggers the creating process really quickly, without even knowing anything about sending love or opening the flow or working on receiving. Just by doing that with a good feeling sense, all those things are triggered all at once. So there isn't all that studying necessary. That's what I like about this. I can just sit back and do it. Right now, I can look at my little picture that I have. And there's a house on it, again on the beach, so I can sometimes play with that. Just imagine myself sitting right there on that little lawn chair in the lawn there. Well, my wife and a friend of hers are playing tennis at the tennis court right there, or badminton or whatever. And just allowing myself to be relaxed, calm and content, knowing that I can create anything that I want, anything and everything. Sometimes I like to reinforce that belief. I think that belief is important because that triggers the allowing of the creating process to open up, expand, become more. I mean, doing it and not believing in it, I don't think that really serves a purpose. Doing it and questioning whether it works isn't really believing then. So regardless, I think there is levels of believing, and I like to always spend a little bit of time here and there enforcing the belief, increasing it, making it stronger, just by sitting, looking at my pictures and my little doodle drawings of things that I want and so forth, and just saying to myself, yeah, I can create anything I want, all of this. So when I start the creating process, let's say with my 3.6 million, this would go the same if I was creating a car. I would do the same process. First, I've got the numbers written down here, and I look at the numbers. You know, I like the numbers, the way they look, the 3 and a little comma, and a 6, and then 2 zeros and a comma, and then 3 zeros and a dot, and then 2 more zeros. And there's a dollar sign in front of the 3. So I just look at that and I say, that's a nice, big, huge number. It's a beautiful number. I like the way it looks. It feels good. It's the right number for me. It has a balance to it. It just feels good. See, if that was 25... it would be different, like 2.5 million. I would work too. But for me, the 3.6 is just a nice number. And it's a nice split too, you see. I mean, you can look at it in aspects. There's 600,000 there. There's also 3 million there. There's 3,600,000 there. So then I look at it that there's 3,600,000. 600,000. That's a lot of $1,000 bill. That's $600,000 bills. Wow. Cool, eh? That alone, if you spent $60,000 a year, would last you for 10 years. Pretty cool. But there's 3.6 million. That's also without any interest. Over those 10 years, you'll also be getting interest and so forth. Anyway, I just keep looking at the numbers, thinking how beautiful they are, how nice they are. Feels good to have them in my bank account. That's a nice, fat little bank account. Chubby bank account. I think when I go in to put some money into my account or to transfer money or put something, change something, and I walk in and the teller takes my card and punches it in and the screen comes up and it says 3.6 million. That's a nice number. That's a nice fat little account that looks good. Feels good. I think you automatically go from Claus to Mr. Joel. And I also feel good having that money, having created it, having it there. I feel more caring for other people when I have that. Strangely enough, it's almost, you know, I thought about this morning when I walked Rudy that when I have that and I think about having it, I'm much calmer. I'm much more caring towards other people. I like them much more. I'm less critical of people. Probably, you know, because I'm less critical of myself. I don't need to be so critical of myself. I've allowed myself to have something wonderful. And I wish them the same. And, you know, when I sort of sit there and go through it, well, if I'm at the bank and the teller opens the till or the thing up, the computer screen, and she sees it there, and she sees that nice big round number, and for a minute she goes, oh, I wish that was my bank account. I sort of see myself sending that love or radiating it out towards her, hoping that it helps for her to open up to receive whatever she wants. I don't try to push the 3.6 million on it. She may not want that. I just want her to have whatever she wants in her life. That's a nice thing. And then I sort of sit there and I go, wow, I'm a nice person. Because most of the time I'm not that nice of a person. I'm not that friendly. I'm not all that caring. I would prefer most of the time just to be left alone. Sometimes people really try to be friendly with me and spend time talking to me and so forth, but I don't always have interest in it. Actually, very seldom interest in it. You know, not that I dislike them, that's just the way I am. I live in my head. I live in ideas and principles I can't probably ever really live, but I try. And so I spend most of my time in my head, talking to myself, discussing various things, working out the details of this creating. And socializing isn't a big part of my life. But when I think about having the 3.6 million, a lot of that changes. And I seem to like relax and not be trying so hard. So I, for a long time, really wanted the creating thing to be a nice little package that anybody could learn in like no time at all and just go ahead and do it. Anyway, I sit here and look at my little $3.6 million and a little picture of the house there on the ocean, the palm trees. It's funny. I'm on a boat on the ocean by an island. And I'm still looking at a house on the ocean with the palm trees. Ah, the grass is always greener, one step ahead.